Okay, this is an oral history with Bill Arnold in September 2008 at his home at Carolina Trace in Sanford, North Carolina. And Bill, I'd like to start off with our standard first question. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and how you got interested in real estate development.
Well, Yana, I was born about 6 miles from where we're sitting, in the town of Jonesboro, North Carolina, which was annexed into the city of Sanford in 1947. And I was born at home in my mother's bedroom in 1933, March the 16th. So I've been from here in this area all my life. And I got interested in real estate I had a friend named Truby Proctor, and we did several small real estate projects. And then I got into a specialty contracting business. I was in 1965, I was my company was installing irrigation systems in golf courses. And I traveled North, South Carolina, and Virginia primarily, and looking for work for the company and getting things lined up. And I saw projects, larger projects, and began to think about property that I had back here, back in Lee County, that I knew that I could build a sizable lake on the property. And I saw particularly one project that I remember was called Lake of the Woods, and it was probably about 20 miles west of Fredericksburg, Virginia. And they had about a 400-acre lake and put in a golf course and were selling lots. So this is sort of how I got interested in doing a larger size subdivision.
So it was on your own property that you built your lake?
Okay, I had, by the time I started Carolina Trace, I had accumulated 634 acres of land. And I got other people that owned property to go in with me, and some put in land and some put in money. And so that's the way that I got started here.
So whenever we look back to before it was Carolina Trace, there was no lake?
No lake. Just a big farm that I lived on. I built my first house in this area in 1956, and it was a log cabin. And I built about a 4 to 5 acre pond, and the log cabin was on that pond.
Is it still around the
log
cabin?
Yes, it's still there. It's within the subdivision now.
No kidding.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Well, how did you meet Lewis Clark?
Okay, I think it was in 1968. I was out trying to meet prospects that were building golf courses, and I was at an old hunting camp on Hilton Head Island. And I think the man that I met there, I believe his name was White. I can't remember a first name. But I, of course, was talking to him, trying to learn more about the possibility of my company getting the contract for the irrigation system on that golf course. And this man began to tell me about this man from Raleigh named Lewis Clark. And he was doing the overall land plan for a project that became known as Palmetto Dunes. So that was the first time I had ever heard Lewis's name mentioned. And I knew a lot of the golf course architects at this time that were working over the Southeast. And
what were some of their names?
Well, it was Mr. Ellis Maples, Mr. Cobb. They're the two that come to mind right off. And so then I knew of this land planner. So as Carolina Trace got started, the actual beginning was on March the 20th, 1969. And we started with about 1,100 acres. And in just a short time, maybe 6 months, we added enough. We had about 1,700 to 1,800 acres. And somewhere along the line, we made contact with Lewis, and he came down, and he was real excited about doing the overall land plan for the job.
What did you think of him when he came up with some of his first ideas?
Well, they were real interesting to me. No one had ever suggested, even thought about building anything of such magnitude within this county. And I, of course, had seen what was being done at Palmetto Dunes in South Carolina and other places around the country. So I was real interested in him.
And did your other investors buy into some of his ideas?
Yeah, they all sort of went along with me, and we ended up hiring him with the stipulation, I think, that 50% of his pay would be issued in stock in the developing corporation.
Oh.
So we hired Lewis as the overall land planner, and then hired a golf course architect also.
And which architect did you hire?
Robert Trent Jones. This was he has a son living now that's still in the business, but this was the old
How did you get Robert Trent Jones interested in a golf course in Lee County?
At that time, there were two other courses in North Carolina that Robert Trent Jones had done. One was for Duke University, and one was somewhere in Charlotte. And I think Lewis was possibly more responsible than anyone else for getting Mr. Jones to come in and do it.
Because he's like number one golf course design man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So Mr. Jones also took half of his fee in stock in the developing corporation.
Wow. Well, from the time that you started in 1969, how long was it before you were built out?
I believe that would be 1987 that the corporation finally discontinued operation here in the project.
That's quite a lifetime.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that it would end, or did you see it lasting out that long?
Well, I just didn't really have any idea what it was going to take. Didn't know.
How many residences are there now?
Last I heard is 1,620 something, which is about 3,000 people. And there, Carolina Trace is now 2,400 acres. So there's still 600 to 700 lots in the project to be built on.
Now, how does Carolina Trace differ from Carolina Lakes?
Well, Carolina Lakes is not quite as big. They both have a golf course. They both have a lake. And they both have a clubhouse for the people that live there. And they're both gated communities. So there's not a lot of big difference in them.
Did the same investors that did Carolina Trace do Carolina Lakes as well?
Part of them did. Some of them did that, and some of them did not.
How many acres are the lakes?
I don't remember. The lake at Carolina Trace is just a little over 300 acres.
Wow.
And I don't remember the lake at Carolina Lakes, how big. I don't think it's quite as big.
But the important thing to know is that they're man-made lakes.
Yes.
Makes me wonder, where did all the water come from?
Well, now the water in the lake at Carolina Trace comes from Upper Little River.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It flows through the property. It's a small river.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dammed up to form this lake.
Well, it's just truly beautiful. It's something else to see. What makes Carolina Lakes different from other planned communities?
You know, I don't know that it would be different. I don't see any.
It was one of the first ones, though, in the area.
Carolina Trace was the first one. And then Carolina Lakes came along a few years after that.
So there was like the template that everybody was following that came after that, right?
I don't know whether they were following it or not. I don't really know.
Well, Carolina Lakes has like a premium position in like the planned communities, in the recreational communities around golf courses. It's, you know, you mentioned Palmetto Dunes, that there were a lot of innovations done there. But Carolina Trace stands out at this point of being one of the premium recreational residential developments in the Southeast. It's up there in the top.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get so close to it, we forget where it stands in the thing.
Uh-huh.
What other projects did you work on with Lewis?
Well, the next one that I did after the Carolina Trace project was, there was a marina down on the coastal marina in Southport, North Carolina. And the marina was owned and operated by the North Carolina State Ports Authority. And they were having problems there. And let me back up a minute and say that I got interested in boating. But I got interested in boating through Lewis. He had a beautiful boat called the Happy Days. And I spent several weekends with him on his boat. And then I got a boat and got interested in boating, and kept my boat for a while at Southport and saw what was going on there, and saw an opportunity, and Lewis helped me with that. He came up with some real interesting designs and even down to a brochure. He had me write a brochure for the area and things of that nature. And with his drawings of what we could do with the marina, I went before the State Ports Authority and displayed these drawings and showed them what we had in mind. And they agreed to leased me the property for 30 years.
All right.
So, but I think what really sold them on it was the drawings that Lewis had done showing what we could do with the property and how what we could turn it into.
Right.
So it worked real good for me. And I operated it for 10 years and then sold the corporation that owned the lease on the marina. Sold it to a Mr. Benson from Raleigh. And he continued on for 9 more years until his death, and then his family kept it for the rest of the 20 years.
Wow. Did Lewis's ideas affect other projects that you were involved in?
Okay, sure did. One project that he worked with us on was in Santee, South Carolina. And we never did get that one off the ground. But it would have been a beautiful project, and I still keep the business plan on that project and some of the drawings on it, and look at it many times and wish we could have gone forward with it.
What was that project about?
It was on a large lake, Lake Marion. It was right beside Interstate I-95, and it was about hunting and fishing. And we were going to cater to the fishermen and to the hunter and do a multitude of things there.
Well, that one just hadn't got off the ground yet, right?
Well, we never could get it off the ground, so we got out of it.
What's an important thing to know about Lewis Clark?
What's an important thing to know? Well, he's got ideas that you won't see anywhere else. And he can certainly come up with plans, and I call him a visionary. He's able to look at something and able to draw a picture of it and envision things that can be done with it.
Did you ever run into anybody else that could do that?
Not like he could. No.
It's pretty remarkable, right?
Right.
What's the important thing to know about Bill Arnold?
Well, I reckon that's just for me to know.
Okay. Well, that's my last question. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, Lewis did help me a little bit with some other projects, but it was just more or less in referring referrals to me and things of that nature. He was retired, so I did some other things, and some of the people that used to work with him did the work for me. But Lewis, I certainly will say that Lewis will be one of the most unforgettable characters I've ever met.
Well, Bill, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.